Thomas, the earth shook violently in central Italy just before dawn. Dawn, in the mountainous Abruzzo region, still violated UN resolutions. Brian Thomas, AP Radio News.
I'm Larry Brown. An excellent debut for Derek Lowe in theflock.com. That's latest Sporting News Flash.
Good morning and welcome to a very special hour here on your iPhone The Morning Show. It's the Monday Morning Morale Countdown. We have Master Sergeant Woods in the studio with us this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Jared. It's a great spring break week.
I know, and it's a great weekend to start it off, too. Sunny weather the whole time. I couldn't believe it. I really... From how we are doing things lately, I didn't see it happening.
Yeah, the weather here is very unpredictable, but we've got a great week ahead according to the forecast.
Yes, we do, and we also have a great hour, and it's a very special hour.
Oh, this is the top 10 hits of the entire year 2008. You couldn't pick a better hour of music to listen to. We're going to take the top 10 hits, the hottest of the hot, and present them to you today, this hour.
Yep, and it doesn't matter if you're a classic rock fan or anything, because you've heard all this music. It was not even a year ago.
Right, these songs are very familiar. Some of them are still in the top 40 today.
Really?
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, well, we're going to start off with number 10.
Here we go. Katy Perry kicks us off with Hot and Cold. You change your mind like a girl. She spent 4 big weeks at number 1 last year. That's Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. And back to back, Katy, we go at number 9. Here's I Kissed a Girl. Katy Perry began a 6-week run at number 1 back in July with that hit, the 9th biggest hit of the entire year, 2008.
Yeah, it's awesome that she got 2 songs in the top 10 for 1 year.
Exactly, and she kicks off our countdown back-to-back at number 10 and number 9.
Yeah, but have you heard her latest?
Yeah, her new song, Thinking of You.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. It's a little too slow for me, and I don't know. I just don't like it. I'm sure people do, but...
Well, you know, every artist tries different things. Maybe she needs to stick with the upbeat type song.
Yeah, she definitely does with her music. But we're doing all the music from 2008, the top 10 great music all
the hottest
hour.
Of the hot, Jared.
Yep, amazing music. And trust me, you all will like every song that we play this hour. But first, we're going to talk about the movies for 2008. A lot of amazing movies. I don't know if there's many movie buffs out there, but... I think every single movie out there that came out last year, pretty much, I loved.
That's right. And you know, when you do a year-end countdown like what we're doing, we're presenting the top 10 of 2008, let's talk about the top 5 movies of the entire year as well. Yep. The top 5 grossing movies.
Exactly. And the first one, I'm sure most people have, if you haven't seen it, you've at least heard about it, The Dark Knight, the new Batman movie. And that was number 1. Heath Ledger, it was his last movie made, unfortunately. My wife absolutely loves him, and I don't know if you've seen the movie or not.
Jared, I don't know if I should admit this on live radio, but I have not seen The Dark Knight.
Oh, you need to see it. I'll bring it in for you or something. I got plenty of copies of it at home.
Well, it grossed over $500 million, so I'm sure a lot of people love that movie.
Yeah, and when you watch it, see if you can recognize Heath Ledger as the Joker, because it took me like 3 times of seeing the movie before I could actually see his face underneath all that makeup, but he did amazing work. Number 2, we had Iron Man, another comic book movie, classic, absolutely great movie. Robert Downey Jr. actually did an amazing job. I'm not a big fan of him, but he did an amazing job as Tony Stark. We have Indiana Jones, the latest one, and The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull with Harrison Ford and Shia LaBeouf.
I didn't see this one either.
What about Hancock? That was number 4. No, that was Will Smith. I've loved every single movie that guy comes out with. Great stuff, great acting. And the last one, kid movie. Most kids have seen this, WALL-E.
Yes, I have that one at home.
You do? So you've had to have seen that one.
I've seen WALL-E.
All right.
Parts of it. But I will tell you this, you know, we do have the top 10 list in here. There were a couple movies I did see that were lower in the countdown. At number 8, Madagascar Escaped to Africa. Now that was a funny movie.
Yes,
one of my favorite scenes out of that movie was the hippo scenes. Those were funny. I was rolling on the floor on those.
Oh, what's the guy's name? The male hippo.
It's escaping me
right
like
now. It's like Hot Hot. It's translated as Hot Hot, but I can't remember his name. But yeah, funny movie. And Horton Hears a Who, number 10.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there saying, they're yelling the name right now.
Probably. But lots of kids' movies also made it in the top 10. And when we come back, we'll continue with the countdown right after some news.
The 23rd Fighter Squadron goes to combat at
the mission in mission support.
Welcome back to your Monday Morning Morale Countdown.
The name, Jared, Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric and yes. Motomoto.
Motomoto, yes.
Motomoto.
It took a commercial break for us to figure that out.
Yep, and his name's so nice, you gotta say it twice, according to Great movie, and we're gonna continue the countdown.
Right back to the hits, number 8. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Chris Brown teamed up with American Idol superstar Jordan Sparks last year and took this song all the way to number 1. Here's No Air. Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown, they topped the chart for one big week about a year ago with that song. That's No Air, one of my most favorite songs from the entire year.
Yeah, it was a really good song, but to be honest, and I've told you before, it's like, it was one of those songs that just got played out for me. And it's like, if I don't hear it for a few weeks and I hear it again, it's like, oh yes, I like this song. But when it came out, they were just nonstop over and over again.
It was the 8th biggest hit of 2008.
So it was still, it made the top 10, so it definitely is a good song. We're going to continue the top 10 all throughout this hour.
That's right, the 10 biggest hits of the entire year.
Yep, but something I got to ask you, being a first sergeant and all that stuff, is how do you keep so fit?
Oh, that's a great question, Jared. Allow me to unveil my secret real quick. First, we start off with the nutrition side of the house. I start my day with a healthy breakfast, usually 2 eggs and a slice of toast or something like that. And for lunch, you usually see me eating like a turkey sandwich and a salad with light dressing on the side. And for dinner, broiled salmon, steamed broccoli, small baked potato, never any sour cream or bacon bits. They usually get stuck in my teeth. And later, you know, before bed, might have a light snack like apple or an orange, piece of fruit, something like that. And to stay fit, I usually follow the PT, the organized PT sessions for our PTLs. At the gym, so I stay fit and trim that way.
All right, well,
good question.
You know I'm going to have to call you out. I see you all the time at the food court. You can't follow this diet at the food court.
Jared, we need to get back to the countdown real quick. Here's number 7, Jesse McCartney, Leaving. That's Jesse McCartney with Leaving, the 7th biggest hit of all of 2008.
Yep.
Nothing but the HITZs. The hits.
It.
I had to say it, Jared.
You got to be one of those with a Z, don't you?
Exactly. On to the countdown at number 6. We're nonstop to number 1. Here's Chris Brown with Forever. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chris Brown with Forever, the 6th most popular song of 2008, and that's his 2nd hit in our countdown already. Back at number 8, he teamed up with Jordan Sparks with No Air. Forever spent 4 weeks at number 1 in 2008.
Yeah, amazing artist. And he's, what, 19 years old?
Yes.
And he's kind of, it's insane how young these people are. And I'm not exactly old, I'm only 26, but still, it makes me feel old that these 19, 20-year-olds are millions upon millions of dollars.
Millions.
Yeah, but we're going to start with our question of the week.
We have a question?
Yes, we do.
Somebody emailed us.
Somebody emailed us, and if anybody else wants to email, it's afnradio@spangdom.af.mil.
Yes.
But the question they're asking is a family care plan, and they have children, but one's 19.
Oh, okay.
And he's wondering if he needs a family care plan for a 19-year-old.
Okay, that's a great question. The family care plan guidance calls for family care plans to be initiated when you have dependents that are 18 years of age or younger, so not 19.
Oh, so he doesn't
need it. He will not need a family care plan with a 19-year-old, but an 18-year-old, you do.
So, 18, they're considered independent, grown up, and all that stuff, but you still need the family care plan.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know that. 18-year-old dependents, you are required to have a family care plan if you are a single parent with an 18-year-old. Or if you're mill-to-mill and you have kids that are 18 years or less, you're required to have a family care plan.
All right. Well, that's definitely some good information out there. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us, afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. AFN Radio, very easy to remember, at Spangdahlem.
That's right. afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. And Jared, if anybody has any questions about the Family Care Plan program, they can always contact their unit first sergeant for all the information.
Outstanding. Easy stuff. And we're going to continue the countdown here in a little bit. But we're also going to tie what's going on this month. It's a special month.
It is a special month. Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Yes, it is. And they've got events. Sark's got events going on all throughout the month. They just did a bowling tournament the other day. I think they have softball coming up. All kinds of stuff. But we've got Rihanna coming up. And I don't know if it's really considered a sexual assault, but we just had Chris Brown.
Yes, we did.
And now Rihanna coming up.
You know, back to back in our countdown. And you know, I don't like to gossip or anything like that, but you know, there was a tragic event in their relationship where I believe he may have assaulted her.
Yep.
And you know, if it can happen in Hollywood, Jared, it could definitely happen here in Spangdahlem. And there are programs available out there for people that get in those types of situations.
Yeah, there definitely are. There's always somebody in the military that has your back, no matter what happens.
That's right.
You can always find help, and you can always go straight to your first sergeant.
That's right.
That's what you're there for.
And you have the Airman and Family Readiness Center and the Family Advocacy Programs that can help you through situations such as that.
Yep, so it doesn't matter what happens to you, you will definitely be taken care of, but we're going to continue the countdown.
That's right, because there's a big disturbance at number 5 in our countdown. Look out, here's Rihanna and Disturbia.
What's wrong with me?
That's Rihanna, who hails from Barbados with Disturbia. That song topped our chart for 4 big weeks last summer and is the 5th biggest hit of 2008.
Nice song. Great song, too. I really like Rihanna's music. Yeah, it's very upbeat, but it's got to be nice to be able to hail from Barbados.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I can say I hail from Pennsylvania. And no insult to Pennsylvanians out there. It's a nice place to be, but Barbados.
And I hail from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Paris, Tennessee.
Paris? There's a Paris in Tennessee?
There's a Paris in Tennessee. Yes.
I did not know that. See, yeah, you can you can just say I hail from Paris.
Exactly.
Nobody needs to know the rest.
And everybody thinks I'm from France.
There you go.
Dijon. Oh, back to the countdown. Before we get to number 4, let's check out our military website of the week. We have that out there, Jared. Did you know that? Yes. And our website of the week this week is MilitaryOneSource.com. Folks, I'm telling you, if you haven't been to MilitaryOneSource.com, you need to get out there and check this website out. The website features help with child care, personal finances, emotional support during deployments, relocation information, especially if you're coming up on a PCS or something like that, or other resources need for different types of special circumstances. Whatever it is, whatever you want to know about, check out MilitaryOneSource.com. It's there for military personnel and their families 24/7, 365 days. You know, Jared, it's like their personal online advisor.
Nice. And yes. 24/7.
24/7.
Yeah, that's and right. You can use government computers. It's a great website.
Exactly. A lot of spouses and dependents use that as well to
that's
get information.
Right. We always forget about the spouse. Well, not always, but no. We tend to here and there forget about the spouses. And I know sometimes I don't think that my wife really doesn't understand all my acronyms and everything I say.
Exactly.
There's websites out there that help.
Military
out.
One Source is one of the best. Check it out today. Now back to the countdown. Here's the highest ranking hit in our survey that did not hit number 1. The song spent 14 weeks in the top 10, peaking at number 2, and spent more than a half a year in the top 40. Here's I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to be
The song spent 16 weeks at number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart in 2008.
16?
16 big Jeez. Weeks on the AC chart, but it only peaked at number 2 in our top 10.
Oh.
But it racked up enough points to come in at number 4 for the entire year of 2008, and it is the highest ranking non-number 1 in our survey.
Outstanding. Great song by Jason Mraz.
Yes, it was.
All right, so talking about 2008, all the hit music, and we're going to talk a little bit about the news.
You know, there was some news in 2008.
Yep, and last year, China hosted the Olympics for the very first time and did an amazing job at that. Great success, and they had record-shattering performances. I don't know if any people heard Michael Phelps. And then you had the sprinter Usain Bolt.
That's right. The Olympics was a big deal in 2008, and so was the war in Iraq. It was the 4th biggest news event of the year. The much-debated surge of the U.S. troops helped reduce violence after more than 5 years of war.
And something that really affected us all, gas.
Oh, yes, oil.
Yep, the gas prices at one point reached $4.11 a gallon. Bad, bad year for us. But at the end of the year, it ended up below $1.70.
Yeah, that was the third biggest news story of the year, oil prices. Number two, the economic meltdown. You know, the bad news just kept on coming. Collapses at Wall Street, huge stock market losses, plummeting home prices, and the surge of foreclosures. It was desperate times for U.S. automakers as well. It added up to being the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression of the 1930s.
Yep, and they're still working at fixing that. And
hopefully it'll bounce back this year.
Yep, hopefully we will. And the number one biggest news was Barack Obama.
That's
emerged
right.
as the election night and decisive victor as the 44th president.
Hands down, number one, the U.S. elections.
Yep, and coming up, we're going to continue the countdown right after this break.
If you want to take care of children in your base housing, there are a few things you have to...
The skies of the 52nd Operations Group.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. We're having fun on our way to number one. With 6 weeks at number one, here's Leona Lewis, number three.
From love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice, keep on closing. Will you cut me open and
That's Leona Lewis. You know, she was the first female winner on the UK reality TV show The X Factor, Jared.
Outstanding.
Yeah, you know, that's a similar show to the American Idol series in the United States.
Good job. Great work, too. You can tell why she won.
Yep. Her second single, Bleeding Love, became the third biggest hit of all of 2008.
Yep. And our next hit, I actually get requests constantly. People call at least once a week requesting this song.
Well, it should, because it spent the most weeks at number one in 2008, but it's the second biggest hit of the year. Here's Alicia Keys, 7 big weeks at number one, No One. No One spent more weeks at number one back in 2008 than Alicia Keys. She topped the chart for 7 big weeks, and her song ranks at number two for the entire year, 2008.
Nice little play on words there.
That's right.
See, the title works out in many ways.
Exactly. And that means we are up to the biggest hit of the year.
All right.
The number one song of 2008 also hit number one all around the world in Ireland, Canada, France, Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand.
Wow.
The song was so huge, Billboard magazine has placed this song as the 23rd biggest hit of all time. It's sung by Tramar Dillard. He's better known by his stage name as Florida.
I think you mean Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Oh, Flo Rida.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a space there in between, yeah.
Flo Rida. Sorry, I'll make that edit right there. Okay. Ready? Here's the song that spent 6 big weeks at number one last year. The number one song of 2008 is Low by Flo Rida. That's Low by Flo Rida, the biggest hit of 2008. And there you have it, the 10 biggest hits of all of 2008. I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, we will journey back to the year 2000, Jared, and we're going to play the 10 hottest hits of this week, 9 years ago. It's a Monday Morning Morale Countdown show you just can't miss. If you have questions or comments about the show or would like for us to play a special request, contact us at afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. That's afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. Listen next week for our special request segment. Until then, remember to have integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all that you do.
All right, outstanding music, and we will see you next week, Sharon Woods.
All right.
All right, and that's going to be it for the morning show. And I'd say stay tuned this afternoon, but unfortunately we're not going to have an afternoon show, but we will be back tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock for your iPhone in the Morning show. I will be back with you. I hope you have a great day. Hope you enjoyed the music this morning, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Eiffel 105.1
AP Radio.